Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 14th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Lindsay Scheider, and let's talk real estate. Lindsay is the Director of Real Estate Development and Real Estate Professional with Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, our good friend, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, with us in studio. Lacey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
How you been?
Good. How have you been?
Doing good over here. We appreciate you being here. Appreciate all the things the Chamber does for our community. In fact, this morning on the morning show, we were able to talk to a new business, Pack and Slip, Rapids Pack and Ship.
Yeah.
We talked with them today. That was really nice, getting to talk with them as a new Chamber member.
Absolutely.
They get to join us on the air for a good 10, 15 minutes and hang out for a little while. It was fun. It was nice talking with them. We had a really good conversation with them, and looking forward to talking about some other great things going on with our Chamber. Do you mind if we start with community events?
Sure.
Oh, because I'm dying to talk about these. That's cool.
I know. We have Rekindle the Spirit Parade.
Yes. Is it tomorrow?
Like, no.
It feels like it's...
It feels like it's tomorrow how much I've been talking and feeling like parade time. But yes, next week, the day before Thanksgiving, very excited. We did push back the registration. We want to include everyone. A lot of people have a lot of stuff going on and or didn't get the information right away. So we're absolutely still accepting parade participants. Okay. We'd love to have you. Very, very excited to be able to do this for the community and absolutely do the Santa visits after and some activities and some photo op opportunities. So very, very excited.
One of the things that I've noticed from some listeners when you and I get together is some of these signature events that we have in town. We have new members and new people in the community that aren't as familiar with these.
Yes.
When we're talking Rekindle the Spirit, we are talking about one of our signature events. But what is this event to a newcomer, to somebody that just moved here or something, to that person?
It is a great way to get out, learn a little bit more about the community, as well as kind of just fostering that unity that we want, that small town feel. We also want to be able to do the bigger things, you know, do those parades, and definitely welcome people that haven't maybe came out. I know sometimes it's hard. It's hard to get out there. It's hard to take the family. I get it. But absolutely coming out, you know, even just watching the parade, I'm very, very excited. It's my first one. So excited to do things. I want to grow things. I want to make things bigger. I want to leave a bigger impact, and very excited that we were able to get Phil from Quality Plus Printing. Mm-hmm. He is going to do, so we're going to have a photo with Santa and Mrs. Claus as well. And then also you'll be able to write letters to Santa and leave them there, do some Santa activities, and then also have a photo opportunity for your family. So not only with Santa, but you can also, so we're going to have a backdrop and you can sit, and then I'll be taking pictures. I can take it with your phone and then as well as my phone. And then you'll be putting your name in this little basket, and then we will pick three. And then Quality Plus is going to sponsor a 25-pack of family greeting cards for them. So very, very excited. I'm very happy to have Phil's support. I love doing things like that. And as a mom, you're always taking the pictures. Mm. You're not in them. So looking back, I want to make sure that they have that opportunity, have that keepsake and that thing to remember, oh, we did that at Rekindle. Mm-hmm. And then kind of just continuing things. That's important to me and close to my heart.
Oh, I love that. It's such a wonderful idea. I immediately think of my mother when you say something like that, and her having to take so many pictures and her not in so many now. And
yes.
It's a nice thing to think of. It's a really smart added, bonus to this great event that we have. And I look forward to it being a part of things in the, going forward here with Rekindle the Spirit. I believe it will. Be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do this very often on the air, but off air, we're going to have to talk. You got you got the clauses. Like,
yes.
Pam and I have been trying to get them on Midday Magazine for years, and we have not been able to get them.
I'm so excited. Like, it was funny when he, he came in the office, we could meet, and I ran around, like, I'm not even kidding, like Will Ferrell, and I was like, Santa's coming! Santa is coming! And
I know him!
My coworkers are like, what are you talking about? Like, closing their door, and I'm like, Santa's going to be here. Like,
it's exciting.
Yeah, and I love the holidays. I love doing anything where I can bring people together. So very excited, as well as I was working really hard to try to find a cookie sponsor. Mm. I think it's important to gather on the table, make those memories, and I was able to have a food truck donate some Mexican cookies. So kind of bring in some different things.
Yeah.
I think it's not only just the one culture. I want to try to unify everything. even with us being a smaller community, it is very diverse. So I think it's important to make sure that everyone has a voice and everyone has opportunities to grow and try new things. So I'm very, very excited about I love cookies. I love food. So I'm excited.
I'm with you on this. And as somebody who grew up on Mexican cookies, the Mexican family that live next door to us, Oh my God, they're so good. You guys
I've
are going to love them.
One.
Oh, you guys
never
are going to love
one.
Them.
She sent me pictures and I was like, oh, I just really want to do cookies. And then she's like, well, I'd be willing to donate these for the kids. And I was like, oh, what is it? And then she's like, yeah, we're going to have it on our food truck. So I was like, I love it.
Yeah,
and, let's do this.
And as a side note, they're different enough to where you'll enjoy them, but they're not different enough to where they're a cookie. Mm-hmm. You're going to be okay.
Yes.
You take the chance, try them.
Yes.
You're going to enjoy them.
Very excited.
An event like this, as we're kind of wrapping up, talking about Rekindle the Spirit, one of the things that has always stood out to me, and not just me, but to businesses in this area as well, is, yeah, this is a great event. It's fun to come together. This is one of those events where it's so much about just being a part of it and showing that you're a part of it.
Absolutely.
You brought up the unity end of this, and I think that's a key part of this event.
Yes, and even with just, I mean, it's very fun because the sponsors, so this year I wanted to do a little bit, we do their logos go on the presents of different things. So I wanted to change it up, make it a little bit nicer, and kind of tailor it towards the sponsors, the colors of their business, their logos. So very excited to show my idea that I kind of was like, we're going to see how it works, see if Stacy likes it. And she did.
Nice.
But yeah, definitely want to thank Embridge, Paper City, Savings, Solaris, Renaissance by Renz, Hotel Mead for being the place that we can do all of these wonderful things. Erco, High Gear Promotions, Novus Glass, Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Clarity Care, Becker & Coombe, Tricor Insurance, Wisconsin Rapid City Times, U.S. Bank, Ho-Chunk Gaming and Acusa. Big shout out to Quality Plus Printing for their help in this. And then Chips, Hamburgers, Ida's, and Express Recycling.
Mm-hmm.
So
all
very
great
excited.
Businesses.
Yes, and I'm so excited to show them what I came up with. So I'm going to be making sure I sent them all the flyers, and I definitely want to make sure we spread the word, get people out there, just enjoying what this community has to offer.
Looking forward to this event. It is coming up Wednesday, November 22nd, 5:45 to 7:30 in downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes.
We'll be talking about this as we get closer to it on our shows and making sure that everybody knows about it and when it's coming up. Just a couple days later, in fact, right after Thanksgiving, you've got Small Business Saturday kicking off.
Yes, Small Business Saturday. So we have 38 businesses that are participating. We will be delivering those this week out to the businesses that have chose to want to spotlight their business. And then also there'll be raffle baskets. So we'll be obviously getting those out to everyone and then bringing those in. But very excited to get out there, support those small businesses that you may not have been to, you may have not been in there, use the opportunity to get in there. Some you have to make purchases, but for the majority, you do not. And definitely get out there and get those stamped to get them turned into the chamber, going for the running for those raffle baskets, and definitely spend time with family. Use it to get together. You don't get to see your family members the most amount of time that you'd love to. So definitely take the time, get out there, go to those 38 businesses, and just make sure that you get it stamped. Definitely reach out, if you have any suggestions, places you think we should go to. We tried to keep them close together so you weren't going all over the place. You could go to, park and then walk till five or six at the same time. But we're very, very excited. Obviously fun time of the year to do all these things, and who doesn't love supporting small businesses?
Yeah. People love the passport end of this. They really get into that. They fight, love the challenge. This time of year, it's fun to have, these kind of events that get us out of the house and get us moving around before the colder months and really winter comes and all these things. That's a fun part of this. But you really hit it on the head, the part that I hear from the community so much about this event, the small business part of this and supporting small business. And the part of that, too, that I think doesn't get lost in the shuffle necessarily, but is a key part of this is 38 local businesses. So what are the odds that every single person doing this knows all 38 of those? There are going to be pretty good odds that there's at least three or four, if not more than that, that you just haven't come across. I always use the Little Pink Restaurant as an example with my family and I. That's a restaurant. It's pink. it's in Wisconsin Rapids. It's pretty hard to miss that restaurant. But we lived here for a good 5-10 years before we knew about it. Once my parents did know about it, they went there as much as they could. They loved that place. But we didn't know about it for a long time until we moved to that part of town. There's a good chance that these businesses, you may not know some of them. So here's a wonderful opportunity to maybe find your new local favorite business, you know, that you just didn't even know about. Let alone, of course, no matter what, whether you go to these businesses and you do purchase things or you even ever come back, you know of them. The next time somebody references, "But I've got to ship something. I don't know where to ship it." "Oh, I stopped over at Rapids Pack and Ship." You're going to know a business. You can reference it. You can support local.
Yes.
You don't just support local businesses with your dollars and cents. That means a lot and it may be the number one factor. But it doesn't end there. With word of mouth, mm-hmm. with telling your friends and family about these businesses, that goes a long way in supporting local as well.
Absolutely. It costs $0 to support local businesses. Yep. You can share their share their Facebook page. You can take a picture of the Christmas things they have in there and post it on your page. You can take a picture, you know, you can make a TikTok reel. You could make any, you know, anything that you want to do. And I think it really is amazing that, you know, the difference that you can make just by going into these places. A lot of them, those are homemade crafts. Mm-hmm. I love the big businesses too. I get that they can, you know, sometimes we can't rival with some of the things that they can have, but those things are handmade by someone who loves, you know, they've spent time learning that craft. And I think that we should not overlook. Mm-hmm. I get that, you know, I understand that things are hard, times are tough, you know, money sometimes doesn't go as far as you'd like it to, but you're supporting someone in this community so they can take care of their family, so they can stay here, so they can make those connections. And I think that it's really important to make sure that you don't forget that you can make a difference. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars there. You can just literally share a picture like, "Oh, I think you'd like this," or "Look at all these things that they have." I think, especially with the holidays, it's like, it's those little things. Like, you know, a lot of them, they can, if you have those specific interests, they can do personalized things and you're going to get them and that money's staying here. You know, it's supporting a family that, you know, you may live next to, or you may shop with, and your kids may go to school with, and you're helping that family. And I think that that's huge. I definitely don't get lost in that. So
whether it's Small Business Saturday or any other time that you're going to these businesses too, share your experience online, put it on your social media feed, put on there, "Hey, I had a great time over at so-and-so. And, you know, Quality Plus Printing was really able to help me out with this. I was in a tight spot. They were able to help me out." Put that on social media. You know, it's your own commercial.
Absolutely.
You're doing a commercial for them, and it goes a lot farther than you might realize.
Absolutely.
When it comes to Small Business Saturday, are people able to still be a part of this event?
So that one, she's full. So
all right.
All the spots got filled. But yeah, absolutely participate in it. Get out there. Mm-hmm. See what it's about. You can take one of your kids with you, take your parent, take a family member, and just spend some time together making those memories and getting around, going and just having a little bit of fun. And you don't have to spend money at every one of them. You can just go there. You can just walk around. Maybe you can browse. Maybe right now isn't a good time for you. But definitely, you know, commit those things to memory, and then you can still drop it off and still go in, you know, to win them. So I think it's, even if you don't have a huge way to help, you're still getting out there and you could still, you know, have a chance to win one of those 38 baskets.
Those baskets got some nice prizes in there,
yes.
Huh? Got some nice stuff in there.
I think it's, some of them were like up to $50 in each basket. So definitely a fun opportunity. And then the more places that you go, the more chances you have to win.
We're speaking with Lacey Ayling from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Lacey, I see that we've got the Nakusa Hometown Christmas Parade kicking off next month. It's going to really start next month.
Yes, it's going to start December off the right way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have the parade and then the fireworks display after that. Very, very excited. I love fireworks. Especially getting to talk to someone with Highland Fireworks. He was so passionate that I think it just made me very excited to watch them. He really wants it to be cold out so that we see more of a great show. So does Santa. They both want it to be cold. So
I also have a feeling that we're going to know a Lacey event if it has fireworks. Like, we're going to know the events that you had your hands on.
I think we should really have fireworks at every event, but that's just me.
I like it. I'm with you on it.
I love the extra. I love just the little details. That's huge to me.
Yeah.
So definitely very excited. Obviously, we're partnering with the Four Nakusa with Heather. Mm-hmm. So doing a lot of things. There's going to be other activities to do in Nakusa as well, with the Santa visits, as well as the lights. That's that's going to kick it off. And then we're going to have, obviously, our wonderful parade. So definitely, if you want to showcase your business, it's $35 for a member, $45 for a non-member for both of those parades. And we would love to see you, love to have you, love to be a part of it. So I think it's really, really great. Obviously, you're going to have your business going right down the main drag. Mm-hmm. So everyone's going to see you. And I think it's a great way to give back and be active in this community.
For those that haven't experienced it before, I've been on both sides of this, and it kicks off at 5:15 at the Nakusa Library on Bueller Avenue, ends at Goodfellas Pizza.
Yes.
For people that have been in the Nakusa, you understand exactly what Lacey's telling you there. By those, that goes right down the main drag, and you know, I've seen years where, oh, we didn't know that that business was new. We didn't even know they were around. You see them in the parade. That's how you know about them. There's also just seeing businesses that you're familiar with, you know, and that you know and come to love and seeing them about. This time of year is so great for these things. It's a nice reminder of shopping at places maybe you haven't been to in a while, or a reminder of how much you appreciate a business that you do go to quite a bit.
Yes, and a lot of these ones, they're also very, very active in the chamber. So they are keeping their money local, and they are participating in our events. They are making sure that we have these things to go to, things to do with your family, where you don't have to just sit at home and watch Netflix all day, which you can absolutely do in wintertime. Right. but definitely getting out there and making memories with your family, taking those pictures, you know, having things to look back on. I think it's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. The parade is a great time. It's a lot of fun. And then, of course, you know, your signature thing, the fireworks. It's fireworks. Those are fun. This time of year, it's a lot of fun. We talked about this the last time, the quiet of the winter night or a fall night and everything. It just seems like fireworks take over the sky that much more, the sound of them and everything. But there's fireworks, and then there's fireworks at Riverside Park, which are just a whole different thing. It's so beautiful over there. It's such a great park, such a great atmosphere, and this is just so tailored for fireworks. So you're going to really enjoy them over there.
Very picturesque with the water in the background, and then you've got the Riverside lights. I think it's a great way to, I mean, especially with everyone being so social media focused, I really want to get drones. That's my 2024 goal.
It's a good idea.
Is to get drones for these events and to show how big it can be in such a small town, because there's huge cities that do not have firework displays after parades. So I think it's really great that we can do that here. We can get, you know, we can bring everyone in, spend that time together. And I think it's just fun. I love fireworks. Yeah. I think it's just, it's such a good way to just end it off and just kick off, you know, and kick off the season and just be a part, you know.
It's going to be a fun event if you want to be a part of it. Lacey, how can they do that?
Yes, so absolutely reach out to me. You can either call me, you can stop in the chamber. You can absolutely reach out to communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com, as well as my direct line, which is 715-422-4859. Or you can just call the office and they'll absolutely put you through to me.
We've got some other things coming up, some upcoming workforce programs and events. Women in Business Luncheon is right around the corner.
Today.
Yeah, it's today. Sorry, it was today. I knew it as I was saying it out loud. I'm like, wait a minute, it's today, isn't it?
It's sold out.
Yeah.
We're very, very excited. I hope that they weren't able to do this for a while in the past. So it didn't happen. I think there was some conflict of times, and then also like we're trying to do a lot of things in a very short amount of time. So I think just it was one that maybe was on the back burner that, I mean, clearly it shouldn't have been because it's sold out. And we're very, very excited. Mrs. Wisconsin is going to speak. And I think that she has, I think someone that comes, that has so much, it's like, she's like a tree. There's so many branches off of her with being a veteran's wife, with being a mother, being a nonprofit owner, being a business owner, being a financial advisor. And I think that she has so many different ways. So I think that, she'll be very relatable, to people. And I think that that is wonderful because I know sometimes it's hard when you're listening to someone speaking and you can't relate. So I think that the fact that she has so many different things going on, she's still been very successful. Well, obviously being able to, I mean, obviously moms are the ultimate multitaskers. We are doing so many different things at the same time. And I think that she is very successful at it.
Yeah.
And she's beautiful. She's gorgeous. I mean, look at that headshot.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am going to need to wear a lot of makeup and do my hair today.
You are fine.
I have to make sure. I'm like, I'm going to be next to her. But yeah, very excited. A lot of wonderful sponsors. I mean, Wisconsin Rapid City Times, Ho-Chunk, Gaming Nakusa. We're holding it at Mid-State, Enbridge, Midwest Communications. And then as well as we have Chatterbox. And she's been around 25 years. That's another wonderful woman in business, as well as a veteran. I made sure I messaged her for Veterans Day. And I think it's wonderful to have it. It's like there's so many different wonderful people in that room. Mm-hmm. And I'm not surprised it sold out. I'm very, very proud of Laura.
And hoping to see this again next year and in the future in going forward here and everything, as I think obviously with the it's selling out and that you see the importance of mm-hmm. something like this. I also think of this area being really perfect for this. I don't know if it gets talked about or noticed as much, but as an outsider, sometimes you see things, other people that are just too close to things. My mother noticed this right away when we moved to this town. We moved here. Rapids had a female mayor. A woman mayor, you know, like that. That we didn't. Most of the places we lived, you didn't see that always. We've seen a lot of women in high positions in this area for a good amount of time. You look at a lot of our nonprofits, a lot of our businesses; those are being run by women and have been. And it's not. It's not something that is. As noticed when you're so close to it. But we have had a lot of that in this area.
Absolutely. I mean, Jen Allen, she's Boys and Girls Club. We've got, obviously, Stacey Heavey, our fearless leader at the Chamber. I mean, we've got a lot of wonderful women, a lot of wonderful men, too. That are in these positions. It's very nice to shed a spotlight just on, on this.
We just don't see that as often as we'd like to. And when you see a Terry Johns at the United Way mm-hmm. or any of these people that are running these things, it's noteworthy. So right now, McMill Library has a female head over there. WRCT has a woman in charge over there. Yeah. Seeing more and more of this stuff, it's all the more important reason to have workshops and things like this for you guys to be able to get together and figure out how to make things better, because a lot of us men have messed things up. I did want to lead into Off the Clock. I did have a segue there, but I lost it. We do have Off the Clock coming up, and that is kind of one of our last things to touch on.
Yes.
A good event going on over at Knutson's R&V.
Yeah, Kunis. I always say it wrong.
Did I say Knutson's? I meant Kunis RV.
I always say it. I always want to say Coons, but it's Kunis. I always want to make sure that I slow down when I say it. Mm-hmm. But very excited. I love campers. I think I just love getting outside, doing things. I'm a huge advocate. I would love to be off grid. I always tell my kids that we're going to live in a camper down by the river, and they say to wait until they move out. But I love it. I've told Stacy I'm going to hide in the camper showers and just pop out when people are going through tours during the chamber.
You got to tell me if you do that.
I'm going to try. Well, she'll try to stop me. I guarantee it. But very excited. Open to the public. It's free to attend. So come out, come network, come, meet the ambassadors of the chamber, come meet the chamber mm-hmm. staff, come and see, obviously they're a newer business. Mm-hmm. They took over Fatheads. So they're really passionate about, mm-hmm. small town feel. Obviously, when they're a bigger business coming in, I think they definitely they got to do those things that, we can see them and we can see the visibility with them. So very excited. Raffle prizes. There'll be appetizers, a technician presentation. I'm hoping that he's going to talk about winterization of campers.
Yeah.
I think that's important. I don't think that I'm a lifelong learner. So I think it's,
I'm with you.
Yeah. It's interesting to learn and understand how to do those kind of things because, you're not always going to be able to call someone. So definitely excited to do that. And obviously Martina, I think her name is Martina.
Mm-hmm.
Martina. So she runs it over there. So another woman.
Very cool. Hey, there we go.
Maybe that was where you were going.
That was the segue I had. Yes. Off the Clock happening over at Kunis RV, 4 to 6, 8410 Highway 13 in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk about this and let people know about it in our morning shows. As we're wrapping up, just got about a minute left, Lacey. We did want to mention Investor of the Month.
Yes, Investor of the Month. That's Rotello homes. So she does like the rainbow type vacuum cleaner things, and she does a lot of things over there. It helps with, like, you know, obviously with it being wintertime, you're not having the windows open, you're not getting a lot of that fresh air, and she does a lot of that kind of stuff. She's also been very active in our, like, in our downtown Grand Affair as well as Cranberry, where she's always had little vendor spaces there. So very excited to have her, and definitely check her out. She's our profile picture on our Facebook page. So
find out.
See your happy smile.
Find out more about Rotello Home Solutions, everybody. Make sure to do that. We don't really have time for the new investors.
No, I know.
I apologize for that. But real quickly, if you want to run through some of them.
Yes. Go run through them. Caribou Coffee, River City Supply Company, Sudsy Car Wash, The Kellner House, World Travel Escape, Grace's Restaurant, and Office Lounge are the newest sign up.
Nothing but amazing businesses right there. Those are all fantastic businesses. We encourage you to shop at, check out. I go to Grace's all the time. I love Caribou. All of these great places. Yes. Encourage you to check them out and find out more at the Chamber's website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Lacey, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Call the either the Chamber, or you can send me an email at thecommunications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. If you want to call the office, 715-423-1830, or me direct, 715-422-4859.
Thanks for the time, Lacey. You have a good one.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break, come back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.